Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you guys are doing really well. A few episodes ago, I talked to you guys about burnout I've been through. I made a full episode about it. You can go check it out. So lately, I feel like I've been in such a slump, feeling extremely unmotivated, having less energy throughout the day, slacking off in healthy habits and ability to focus on my work. No matter how much rest I get, I'm just exhausted. I just feel like there's no energy left. No matter how exciting the day is or how many tasks I have to complete, I just feel tired. And the longer my slump continues on, the more and more anxious and worried I am, wondering if all the hard work that I did in the past meant nothing. So during these times when I'm kind of stuck in a rut, I always need to take a step back and analyze what's happening. Why is this happening? Why am I unable to be productive? What's the root cause of these issues? And what I'm always trying to figure out is, am I being lazy or am I burnt out? Because it's kind of confusing what exactly I'm experiencing, because the line between laziness and burnout is very blurred, you know? They seem like whole different concepts on the surface, but if you look closely, there's actually a lot of overlap that can make it difficult to differentiate between the two. So you know what I did? I dug in online. I decided to do some research, specifically listing out what laziness looks like and what burnout looks like, because I never really dug into what they both look like. So let me briefly run down some differences between these two. To start, I'll say the difference between laziness and burnout when it comes to motivation, at least based on my experience, is how it feels impossible. When I'm feeling lazy, I'm like, yeah, I could do that, but I really don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, what comes out my mouth when I'm lazy is like, I really don't want to do it. And I also tend to make a lot of excuses like, I can do this because I have other things to do. Well, let me just watch this one YouTube video, and then I'm really going to start. Just 10-minute long video wouldn't hurt anyone, right? Laziness is like constantly procrastinating, constantly compromising yourself when you really need to finish your work. Whereas burnout is much deeper. It's so much deeper than being lazy. Basically, burnout is a negative state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive stress and ability to cope with it. So it's more like genuine exhaustion. It's not only physical, but mental. Getting out of the bed in the morning is challenging. It feels like you truly can do what you have to do. When I'm in a stage of burnout, I literally feel like my brain cannot process anything else. Like I try to think about something, but my brain just feels fried. It's so tired, so fatigued that I can't process a thought. All I can really do is lay down and stare at the ceiling empty in my head. I also think a clear difference between someone who's burnout and someone who's lazy is that the former used to have things that they were passionate about, but may not be struggling to find interest or enjoyment anymore. When I'm going through burnout, I feel like nothing makes me happy. You know, I'm definitely struggling to find some level of enjoyment, whether it's a hobby or a new goal or just academic performance in general. For example, I used to super passionate about travel. Every time I make a plan for the next trip, I always feel butterflies. Like, I'm so stoked about it, and it certainly brings some sense of enjoyment to the point where it's safe to say that traveling overseas is a part of the reason I'm alive. I'm not gonna lie. But when I'm in the middle of burnout, it doesn't work at all. I mean, I've tried it though. I definitely try to make a plan during these periods, but I feel like I hit a wall. You know what I mean? I don't know where to start. It's kind of hard to pinpoint, but I feel like there's a huge wall in front of me that's blocking me. Planning for travel has always been such a mindless activity for me. It's seamless because I always have a couple of places in my heart that I want to go. But when I'm in this phase, it's not really attempting, unfortunately. Another symptom that I've noticed is that This is kind of deep, but I've started taking a very cynical approach to how I look at my work and how I looked at my life some cases. And it was different than any year before that. I mean, I definitely gone through stressful periods before, but this year, over the course of a few months, I got to a point where things were just not good. I was looking very negatively towards my work. And part of the reason was that I sort of felt trapped by the work that I built for myself. And it was funny because nobody was telling me to do what I was doing, you know? Everything that I do on a daily basis is something that I decide to do. My main job, my podcast, or any other projects that I'm working on behind the scene were something that I created. So basically, I'm the one that burning on myself, right? I vaguely mentioned in the last episode that I feel really overwhelmed by the workload, and I couldn't find a deeper sense of spiritual satisfaction that I used to get from my job anymore. This is probably one of the biggest factors causing my burnout because, to be honest, I can never think that I just go to work to get a paycheck, you know? I feel like my job means nothing but a paycheck. And this is really gets me thinking about how little we consider connection to values in our day-to-day job. So maybe on the whole, you think about your job is like, yeah, this job is meaningful. But my problem is, on a day-to-day level, on a day-to-day my tasks, I don't feel that sense of meaning. I just feel like this is just grunt work. Or I just feel like this is somebody else's dirty job they don't want to do. Like, this toxic way of thinking is constantly getting me down. I know you don't have to love your job all the time. I think there would be just the most ridiculous idealism. Because jobs are hard. Jobs are extremely hard. They call the jobs for a reason. And even if you're working in your job of passion, there's definitely going to be tough days. Like, as much as I'm aware of these truths, it's really hard to get over it. So now that you sort of know how I burned out, I'm going to share with you what I did over the past few weeks to get myself back on track and how I got past the burnout. So firstly, when I'm determined that I'm going through burnout, I allow myself to rest first and foremost. I move around my schedule to the best of my ability and simply take some good rest. Now, you may wonder, what does a truly good rest mean? What rest means can vary from person to person, but in my case, my first step to take a good amount of rest is band entertainment, for at least from evening until bedtime. Entertainment feeds the laziness. It's a distraction. It's so easy to procrastinate. It offers nothing but instant gratification. So here's what I did. On weekdays, after I finish my dinner, I do the dishes right off the bat, and then I drag myself to the living room without any distractions. No cell phone, no iPad, no laptop, or any other devices involved. Then, I sit on my couch, close my eyes, and wind down in silence. If I'm in the mood to add another activity, it would be reading. Reading is the only form of entertainment that keeps me relaxed. Number 2, clean and organize your space. When your physical space is cluttered and messy, it can be hard to focus and feel motivated. It can also be really challenging to think clearly and make important decisions when surrounded by disorganization. So take some time to declutter and organize your space. This could be your room, your office, your kitchen, your closet, whatever it could be. Make a list of things that you want to get rid of, the things that you want to keep, and the things that you want to organize. And when you're done with that, make time in your day for a good cleaning. So what I normally do is I personally set aside a small task that I can complete within 5 to 10 minutes. Many of you guys know that I'm a 9 to 5, and I don't have enough time to dedicate myself to fully cleaning the entire space. So once I get home after work, I immediately start a quick cleanup. Hanging every piece of clothing on the rack, organizing my vanity, picking up all the hairs from the floor, wiping up the countertop before I have dinner, etc. Just doing some small mundane tasks that don't take much time. I'm telling you, not only will this make your space look better, but it will also make you feel better. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel once you're surrounded by a clean and organized environment.
Number 3, cut back on your commitments.
I am a person who tends to bite off more than I can chew. I get overly ambitious, especially when it comes to my goals, when it comes to what Future Lean can do. Because in my head, Future Lean is not burdened by all of the countless to-do items that presently has to do, you know? I have to admit that I have a tendency to make so many commitments that I couldn't execute them at times, and it got to the point where things are starting to get really overwhelming. I have my weekly podcast, including English episodes, scheduled out months and months and months in advance, and I was recording editing myself and managing other projects while maintaining a 9-to-5 job. And as a result, I kind of felt trapped. And months and months and months went by where I would, you know, push up against the deadlines. I feel incredibly exhausted, and I always tell myself, like, next week, I will just work harder. Next month, I will just be more efficient. And this is always my go-to solution for everything. Because I felt that I feel that if I were scared back, I would be letting down my audience, let alone myself. Now that I come to think of it, this is a particularly toxic way of thinking in life, because I don't think there's such thing as enough when it comes to workload. Like, how many hours do I have to sit on my desk where I can feel enough of myself? Like 8 hours? 10 hours? There's no such thing as that. So I'm literally pushing myself in a way that completely unrealistic, and that's caused me to sort of never incubating, like keep going, never get myself to break, more, 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 grow. And then I realized that, well, I really need to find a balance back between my work life and my career life. So the first thing I did was, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I switched my podcast from weekly to bi-weekly. I don't think this will be the permanent decision, but in order to get out of this rut, I really need to find some breathing room for a while, so I hope you guys bear with me. But I promise I will definitely try my best to persist and be as authentic as I used to be, so don't worry, okay? Don't go anywhere. So yeah, this was my sort of first step to cut down my commitments. And honestly, the moment that I committed to cut back on my schedule, something really surprising happened. I immediately started to get ideas again. I started to have a more open outlook towards new things. I had a lot of the interest for life in general coming back when it comes to, you know, travel, long-term goals, my podcast ideas, etc. So just knowing that my schedule was going to open up and I was going to have more breathing room in the near future, it actually took a lot of pressure off of me. It took a weight off of my shoulders. So if you're in a place where you're feeling burned out, I think the number one thing you have to do is figure out how you can cut down on the number of commitments in your life. And this is really, really, really tough. Like, I prefer for doing this for so long because, again, I feel like I literally couldn't. I feel like I had to keep up my content schedule because otherwise, I wouldn't be able to meet up my expectations to myself or others as well. And the reason for that is, I just had this sort of ethereal feeling like, if I start working as hard as I'm working, then everything was going to crash and burn, you know? I know it sounds extreme, but I'm pretty sure you can relate to this. I think a lot of us have this fear. So here's my advice. When you realize that you need to reduce the number of commitments in your life, sit down, write them all out, and sort them in priority order. In my case, specifically, I made a priority list. I jotted down all the tasks, projects, or responsibilities that I need to prioritize, whether it's for work, personal life, or other commitments. And once I had everything listed, I organized them based on their importance and deadline. Then, just take a step by step approach to get them done one at a time.
once I did that, I realized I could actually slow down. You know, the role wasn't gonna end. I don't need to feel pressure. So get straight on your priorities. And just be mindful that you can only do so many things in a day.
Number 4. Stick to your health habits, even if you're in a shitty spot. We are very susceptible to maintaining a healthy routine during tough phases. However, we should never neglect ourselves. It's easier said than done, right? I know it's easier said than done, but this is so fundamentally important for our well-being. Even if it's painful to get yourself out of bed, even if it's hard to take care of yourself, mentally and physically, choose one or two small health habits to focus on. They don't need to be super structured. It could be like, you know, drinking more water, taking a daily walk, exercising, journaling, whatever it could be. Small changes are easier to incorporate into your routine, and it can build a foundation for more complex habits.
I actually made a phone call to one of my best friends the other night, and we talked for almost more than 2 hours. Like, I'm not gonna lie, we chatted for so long, and it really helped me a lot in various ways. I can say that during conversation, it did bring some things to life for me, and it made me some realizations that I wouldn't have otherwise. I usually talk to people in my life that I don't normally get as vulnerable with about what I was going through, and ask them for their perspective. I often reach out to people in my life that I can be fully honest, putting my ego aside, and truly opening myself up. Because ultimately, what you may need is a good amount of empathy. When you're going through something, you want to get it off your chest to feel relief, to understand that you're not the only one who's been going through tough times, right? So, yeah, find someone that you can trust and let it out. I think it's definitely worth a try. I don't know if this is the solution for everyone, but maybe you can take a little few of these things and use them in your own life. I don't know. I was just speaking from my heart. Anyway, you guys, that's all I got for today. I appreciate you guys so much for coming back and listening to me. It really doesn't mean the world to me, and I just want you to remember that whether you feel like you've been stuck in a rut for a week, or a month, or 6 months, it's never too late to get back on track. Take it one step at a time, and don't be too hard on yourself. It's totally okay to make mistakes. We are humans. It's all part of the journey. Believe in yourself and your abilities, and do not compare yourself to others or let others define your worth, okay? Everyone has a different timeline, and all you have to do is just focus on your own path. I hope it doesn't sound that cringe, but yeah. Thank you for hanging out today. I hope you guys are having an amazing rest of your week. If you enjoyed this episode, rate it and press Spotify, and let me know what you think of this episode. Follow Love Being Alone Podcast on Instagram, Love Being Alone by Lynn. Follow me on Instagram, YEXLANX. I really appreciate you guys supporting me every single week. And we'll talk soon. Bye.